Here's another thing. I know many of you say, Paul keeps saying the same thing. I know he does. And it's not new. It's been said before in some form or other. And here's one reason why it might be a good idea to keep listening. You see, your personality, who you call you, your character, your behavior, has been formed by other people. You may have come into this planet with certain traits in your DNA and your genes and maybe past lives, but the fact is you have been bombarded over and over with a doctrine that says this is the way things are. And if you just take a very little experiment, you'll see these things keep changing. So what is the truth? Pretty certainly not what you've been told by your parents, by your teachers, by your religious leaders, by your politicians. Now, there, your parents may be innocently trying to pass on things so that you can have an easy life. But you see, unless your parents are blissful, unless they're in the state, they don't really have anything to pass on except who they are, their conflicts, their misery. But that's what your brain has been programmed with, your brain. Now, when I say brain, I mean you are looking at everything through your brain's conditioning. You are not seeing what's out there. In fact, don't take this seriously, but there isn't an out there. Just like there's just been a research released by famous scientists, a saying reiterating very certain, there is no color out there. Nothing has color. Do you get that? Everything out there is black and white. You create color in your head. And the scientists are not arguing about that now. They're saying that's the way it is. You are looking out and seeing color. The people that have studied saying there is no color. What else are you seeing that isn't true? Some level of scientists are saying everything. There is nothing out there. That's what the sages are old are saying. There's nothing out there. So your brain has been programmed. And up until very recently, scientists were saying, as the brain is formed, it's fixed. Now, they're saying the opposite. The brain is mutable. They call it brain plasticity. The brain is changing all the time. Every experience, everything it hears, everything it sees, everything it feels, every emotion, every thought is changing the brain every moment. So your brain has been formed in a certain way that is not your maximum potential. It is restricting you. And there are sinister theories that that is meant to be to keep the masses of people as slaves, virtually. But you don't have to be a slave. Every now and again, somebody breaks through. You can break through. But how do you break through? You've got to keep retelling your brain that there are alternatives to the way it's been programmed. The way it has been programmed is a restriction. This is not your unique creativity. The whole school system is to keep us all the same instead of saying, oh, you're good at this, you're good at that. What is your maximum potential? Doing what you feel, sense, enjoy, like doing in this very moment. We're not talking about a career, what you're going to do later on. We're talking about now, always now, because there is only now. That's all there is. What do you want to be doing now? well, I can't do that because, yes, you can do anything. There are no restrictions. The restrictions have been put in your mind. Claire and I set off in the 60s to hitchhike around the world with practically no money at all. If we'd have thought, how are we going to get around the world? We wouldn't have gone. We couldn't possibly have gone. But we set off not knowing. And in fact, at the end of the tour in New York, after 5 years, we got to the airport with no money, none at all. And there was an airport tax, which we didn't know about. We'd got our tickets, but no airport tax. So we had to ask for money for our airport tax. Live on the edge. The edge is where life is. Safety, security, predictability, although it's an illusion, it's dead. It'll kill you. You die before you die. And then what happens when you die? People in the hospices say the same thing as people die. They say, if only. Regret about what they didn't do. Suddenly everything comes in perspective. Here I'm going, there are all these things I didn't do. Don't miss out. Do them. Go for it. Be total. And only totality is fulfilling, is satisfying. And when you've been total, it drops away. You don't need to do that anymore. And up comes the next thing and the next thing in each moment. So does he keep saying the same thing? Yes, he does. Because you've been told the same thing for all the years you've been alive. And if you're not in bliss, what you've been told hasn't worked, has it? And there is bliss. Go to the people who've had near-death experiences and listen over and over and over. Put it on your iPod. Listen to it in the car, if that's legal. Keep listening to people that have had awakening. Listen to people who are fulfilled. And what it'll do, it'll displace the misinformation that you've had programmed into your brain. It'll push it out and you'll start seeing other possibilities. But don't get stuck with the new possibilities, because there'll be another level and another level and another level until the unexplainable. Now, if you'd like to have a glimpse of that unexplainable, a quick glimpse, do the Satori group. That gives you at least a glimpse, and if you're brave enough, you can live with it forever. Kira's doing one now in Australia. Claire's does them in Europe. Make living your priority and go for it. And I'm going to say it again. Keep listening to the uplifting reports. People who've had this awakening, keep listening, and eventually your brain will reform and you'll start to see a whole new reality, which is already there. And once you get this new reality, don't hold on to it, because there's another one and another one until the peace that passeth all understanding. The stillness that keeps moving.